Hey, Granny, Zabner, I believe that's Irene.
I don't get Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot them down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the festivities of Valentine's Day have taken precedent over the complications now confronting the old fellows. And as we look in on the little community today, we find schoolboy Cedric in the Jotham Down Store and Library making a last-minute purchase from storekeeper Abner. Listen.
Well, I don't know, Cedric. I'm afraid that's all the Valentine's we got left here. What you ordered on, you ought to come in here yesterday. We had a pretty good batch of them then. But you know the school young'uns, they picked them over pretty good by now, Cedric.
Yes, Mom.
But I don't think this one here ain't so bad, Cedric.
Well, I don't want fat one, I don't think.
Well, what's wrong with it? I'll admit it might be a little high. It's a nickel. But we ain't got none of them two for a nickel ones left, Cedric.
Well, I don't care about the price, huh? I'm willing to go as high as a nickel, all right, but I want something fancier than that.
Yeah, well, we never got many fancy ones this year, Cedric.
Them little doilies and things on them.
Yeah, well, there's a paper shortage this year and everything else, you know, Cedric.
You ain't got any of them that you sort of pull out and they stand out?
No, we ain't got none. I saw them, Cedric, sort of like an accordion they pull out that way, but we ain't got none.
Looks sort of like a fan. Really.
Yeah. No, we ain't got them. This is just about the crop right here, Cedric. Yeah. You know, everything's short this year, Cedric.
Yes, well, I know it, but I want to get a fancy one.
Well, who's this Valentine going to be for, Clarabelle?
No, Mom, it ain't for her. That's all took care of.
Oh, well, that's good. Yeah.
Gomer Bates helped me out there.
Gomer?
Yeah. He said I wouldn't need to buy Clarabelle a Valentine this year. Said he'd buy one instead.
Well, that was awful nice of Gomer. Wait a minute, Cedric.
That Gomer sure is a good friend to have. I don't know what I'd do without him.
Yeah, but Cedric, he's just trying to beat your timer. That's what he's doing. I wouldn't let him get away with it neither. No, sir. You better get Clarabelle a nice Valentine yourself.
Well, I told you that's all took care of. What I need to get one for is Verbena Saxon.
Verbena Saxon? You mean that little 9-year-old Saxon girl?
Yes, Mom. She's in my class at school. She's one of my chums.
Oh.
We're having a Valentine party today, and we're all drawed names to give a Valentine to, and I drawed Verbena's.
Oh, I see.
So I got to give the fanciest one in class, because I got to live up to my high standing.
Your high standing?
Yes, Mom. See, I'm the only scholar in the fourth reader with a social security card, so natural, I gotta buy the fanciest Valentine.
Oh, yeah, well, I hadn't thought of it just that way. Let's see now. I'll tell you, Cedric, how about putting two of these in one envelope?
No, Mom, I want something bigger than that. Something with a bunch of lacy junk on it.
Yeah.
Hearts that fold out and stuff.
Yeah, we just ain't got nothing like that left, Cedric, at all.
It's got to have lacy junk on it.
Yes.
Well, high standing demands it.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't know what we could do. Hi, doggies, wait a minute. What's this here?
Mom?
Well, looky here, Cedric. Well, here's one of them big ones stuck back in the counter here, shoved right in with the writing tablet.
Oh, has it got lacy junk on it?
Has it? You just look at that now. See, that's the shape of a big heart, too. Man, that is nasty.
Oh, hot doggity-dig. That's it. Oh, that's a feller sitting in a boat rowing and...
Yeah.
Oh, he's singing songs.
Look there, the moon's made out of that shiny stuff with sparkles there. See there? Yeah. Ain't that pretty now, yeah. Cedric?
That folds out there, don't it, that
yeah.
Heart?
There's a heart with what's a heart on it.
What does that say? Can't read.
To my Valentine, that's what it says right
pretty.
There. Yeah, that's the fanciest one we got this year. Yeah. I thought sure
that's
was
what I'm looking for. Boy, that's it.
Wait, listen right here, huh?
Yeah,
that's a fancy one. I thought sure the world we'd sold all of them.
Well, wrap it up, my high-standing face.
Oh, well, this'll keep you right up there, Cedric. All right, Dogies, wait a minute, though. I'm afraid this might be a little high. See, they got price marks on here, 20 cents.
Oh, I don't care how much. Oh, 20 cents?
Yeah, Mark, right down there in the corner. See there, 2-0 and then a C with a line through it. That's 20 cents.
Maybe I better think this over for a day or two.
Well, you can't, Cedric.
Papa says don't never rush into nothing without thinking it over careful first.
Yeah, but Cedric, you ain't got time to think this over. Today's Valentine's
Day. Whenever he goes to shoe a horse, he always sits there and looks him over careful before he ever slaps a shoe on him.
Yeah, but Cedric, this is a different thing. Today's Valentine's
Day. If he got the wrong size shoe on him, it wouldn't fit, and then he'd have to take it off.
Cedric, ain't you going to use this at the party today?
Of course, it stumbled.
Cedric.
Well?
Today's Valentine's Day. You got to use this today. It ain't like shoeing a horse. A horse don't have to have shoes on Valentine, but your girl's got to have a Valentine.
Let's see. 20 cents.
Huh? Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right.
You couldn't cut that down a little, could you?
I'm fair not, Cedric, no.
A high standing at school's at stake, you know.
Yeah, I know. I'd like to cut the price down for you, but, well, I'd have to check it with Lum first, and he ain't here now.
When will he be back?
I don't know, but, Cedric, you can afford this much. You spend more than that on a pinball machine every day.
Well, that's different, though. That's one of the necessities of life. This other is just silly stuff.
Well, according to you, why, your high standing's at stake, though, ain't it?
Yeah, that's right, ain't it?
Why, sure.
You know, I believe I'll just shoot the works and buy the no-gone thing.
If I was you, I would, Cedric.
Yeah, I'll just do it. Pay cash, too.
That's our time. That's our time.
Hey, yeah. Here, Mr. Abner. 20 whole cents, right?
Yeah, that's right. Nickel, dime, nickel. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Thank you, Cedric. I know Brabini's going to be a happy little girl.
Yes, well, I'm happy, too.
Well, good. That's what we like to have. Satisfied customers. Well, here, you better be getting back to school. You missed the party, Cedric. Come in. Oh, it's just you, Ron.
Yeah. Oh, hello there, Cedric. How come you ain't over at that Valentine party at the schoolhouse?
Well, I'm just on my way there now, Mr. Lum.
He had to buy a Valentine first, Lum.
Yeah, I draw it Verbena's name. Sure got a fancy Valentine for her, too. Just looky here, Mr. Lum.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, well, you better hurry, Cedric.
This one.
Don't want to be late to the party, you know.
All right, Granny, wait a minute. Let me see that Valentine again, Cedric.
Mom?
Let me look at that again.
Well, you saw it before, Lum. It's one of that bunch we got in the other day.
Well, here it is, Mr. Lum. Hey, Clancy, look at the lace junk on there.
What about you get that?
Well, I bought it. Shot the works, too.
It was a 20-center, Lum.
Well, you can't have that, Cedric.
Why, can't you pay for it?
Cash money.
Why, sure.
Well, I can't help it. Give him his money back, Abner, because that ain't for sale.
Why ain't it?
Because it just ain't, that's all.
Well, we got him here to sell, didn't we?
Well, yeah, but...
Law me, if we're going to run a store, we got to sell stuff, Lum.
Well, I need this to keep up my high standing amongst the scholars and my chums.
That Valentine ain't been sold to somebody else, has it, Lum?
Well, no, not exactly.
Well, then, we better get shut of it while we can. You know, the market for Valentine sort of dropped off after today. All the youngins in town has done bought theirs by now, so I don't... All right, doggies, wait a minute. You surely don't want this one for yourself, do you, Lum?
Why, of course not.
Did you hide this one back there at the writing tablets on a purpose?
What would I want to hide Valentine's for?
Lum, you're way younger, too old to be giving Valentine's.
I ain't so old. I mean, I...
Besides, Miss Emmeline will get all the Valentine's she wants from the scholars.
I never said I was going to give it to her.
Well, that's what you're getting all red in the face for, ain't it? Look at him, Cedric. Looks like a tomato with a mustache.
Yes, boy.
Well, you better give Lum that Valentine, Cedric.
I thought you were just supposed to give them to girls.
I mean, sell it back to us so Lum can have it, then get yourself another.
I don't want the dad blame thing. Cedric can have it.
Well, you said he couldn't have it.
Well, I was just trying to help him, Saul.
Help him?
That's what I said. Wanting to throw his money away like that. Besides, it ain't good taste to give such a big Valentine to a little girl like Verbena Saxon. One of them little ones would be way yonder better.
Well, they ain't got much lacy junk on them, though.
Well, now, there's another thing, that lacy junk. That's bad.
Yes,
sir. Oh, yeah. Looks too gaudy for one thing, and then it's too... Well, it's too gaudy.
I thought it looked sort of nice.
Well, that just shows how wrong you can be. You take a Valentine like that, and it makes you look like you're just trying to put on airs and be somebody you ain't. First thing you know, you ain't got a friend left in the world. Ruin your life.
Well, I'll be doggone.
I don't see how that could be, Lum.
Yeah, that's the way it works, though. I saw it happen time and time again, I think. Many's a man that's wished he'd never made the mistake of buying a big, gaudy Valentine for some girl.
Who are some of them many men, Lum?
Oh, there's lots of them. I could name you off a batch of them, but they just too many to even start on the list.
Oh, well, just name one of them.
I ain't got time, Abner. I told you that.
Well, say, Mr. Lum, I sort of hate to ask you this.
Well, what is it, Cedric?
Well, would it be asking too much to ask you to give me my money back on this doggone old gaudy thing?
Well, I don't know, Cedric. You bought it already, and we don't like to take merchandise back.
Please, Mr. Lum.
Go on, Lum.
I'm sorry I shot the words.
If he don't want it, why, don't make him take it.
I don't want to lose all my friends.
Well, of course, now, sort of against our rules here.
Well, if you won't take it back, I don't want the doggone thing, neither.
Cedric, here, now, don't throw it away. We're about to go sailing it through there.
I'm glad. Don't never want to see it again.
Yeah,
it
must have landed over the back of the pickle barrel somewhere.
Now, sell me one of them other ones, Mr. Abner.
Well, all right, Cedric. Which one do you want?
Well, I don't care, just so it ain't gaudy.
Oh.
Don't want to lose all my friends.
Well, this one's nice here. It ain't got no lace on the toe.
How much is it?
Oh, well, you can just have it, Cedric. You spent enough on Valentine's today. Now, you better hurry on over there to the party.
Yes, woman, and much obliged, Mr. Abner.
It's all right. Have a good time, Cedric.
Yes, ma'am.
So long.
So long.
Yeah, so long, Cedric.
My dog is, you know, Lum, when you first started. Lum! Lum, what are you going over there? Lum! Lum!
What do you want?
Well, for the land's sake, what are you doing crawling around down there on your hands and knees behind the pickle barrel for?